The Gemara says on Daf Gimel, we had just gone through the question of Rav from Rebbe, and today, as we continued on, you saw to reread the Gemara, and I wanted to show you some very fascinating insights that many people here haven't learned how to learn Rashi well. So a very important one word in Rashi changes everything. And the word is klomar. The word is klomar. That's one of the points I wanted to show you with Siyata Deshmaya when you're learning a sugya. But you have to reread the Gemara again. It's unbelievable. Because we had said ba minei rav from Rebbe, that if I put on you food and drink, and now, as a result of my akiras reglayim, I take it out. Is akiras gufo ke akiras chayfetz mim komodami? And chayev or not? Rebbe answered him, chayev ve'eno dome liyadu. Until now, we've been saying my time. So what is the reason? I think till today, most of us, when reading this Gemara, the my time was what? Was a question of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, my time. And the Gemara says, gufo naich, yod lo naich, and that's what we spent a long time. After that, comes Reb Chiya to Rav. He says, bar pachti, ben gedolim, lo amina lecha, ki kai Rebbe behind mesechta. When Rebbe is in one mesechta, lo tishayle be mesechta achriti. Don't ask him in a different mesechta. Dilma lava daite, maybe he's not holding. Dilav de Rebbe, if it was not that Rebbe was a gavar rabahu, kesafta, you would have caused him embarrassment. De mishani lecha shinuyo de lav shinuyo. He'd give you a bad answer. But hashka miya shapir mishani. But now, he did give you a good answer. And within that, we will continue with that braita when we finish it up on Sunday. Okay? Now, within that, and he quotes the braita, which is very fascinating because it's not so pashut also. The actual braita that is quoted is not the exact same case. I don't know if people picked up on that. Did he pick up on that? Titania, hayataun, ochlen umashki mi bod yom. And the question we're going to have to figure out is why is he changing the case? What's he adding? And that's what we're going to do on Sunday. That's the last part of the sugi that we'll do, is the transition to the braita. And that there's major rishonim, and that will close up the sugi and everything that we've done. But here, the question I ask you to start learning is just learn Rashi. And then within there, it was all strange. And with that, we saw some achronim also. Rashi says, lo tishayle, klomar, she'ein libo lemesechet zo, v'shema yidbayesh, maybe he's going to be embarrassed. And here, anytime I wanted to train you, when Rashi uses the word klomar, what's he coming to do? Say what? There's a big, big problem. When Rashi says the word klomar, he's telling you there's a problem. There's a problem in pshat. There's something that's not understandable here. And let me explain to you something when you read it that you didn't understand. And when you read this Rashi, you're like, what do you mean? So then what did he add? He says, Klomar, let me discover America for you. Let me tell you the pshat here. She'ein libo l'mesechet zu. He's not holding the mesechta. V'shem yitbayesh, and maybe he'll be embarrassed. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Rav Chiya says to Rav, hey, how are you asking that question? Lo tishayle b'mesechta achriti. Maybe he's not holding. And if he wasn't a gavur rabba, he would be kisafte. He would be embarrassed. So what is Rashi adding? Not simple at all. Everyone see that kasha when you learn the Rashi? So if not, hopefully now you saw it from the word kloma. What is going on? So within that, I gave you an unbelievable chsam sofer. And the Hart Tzvi. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank was the chief rabbi in Yerushalayim. The Chassam Sofer, when he's reading the Gemara, he himself says, I don't even understand what's the problem? So he says, first of all, he says, Chada, look at the Chassam Sofer inside. V'chi salka daitach the Rav matza Rebbe Shaya Osik binyan acher. V'shalu behilchot Shabbat. V'haya Rav shoel shelo kinyan v'lo yitachin. So that's first of all. There's a concept that Chassam Sofer brings down, where there's a concept of being shoel shelo kinyan, which means if there is a yisod that says, and we'll learn it within the Rambam also, which I think people didn't get up to today, so maybe we'll do that first thing on Sunday. But there's a whole concept of that you can't just stop ask anybody questions if they're not holding in that mesech or that concept.
How do you know if they're 100%?
I think you have to find that out. It's a good question. I'll give you one example. One example is it's a rishon that we usually do not. We don't paskin like this, but there's a sheet of the Ron, which I'll show you. The whole concept of when you're supposed to be learning, you ask questions 30 days before Pesach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's the Gemara Megillah, Daf Dalet, Daf Lamed Aleph. That you ask 30 days. Sholem Midorshim Shloshim Yom. Kodim. So it sounds like that there's a halacha, that you need to learn the halachas 30 days before to be able to get into the Ruach Vachar. There's a sheet of the Ron. It's either Pesachim or Megillah, I don't remember right now. But it's brought down in the Bir Halacha also. That says, what the Ron there is telling you is that since there is a concept of 30 days before the Chag, there that's what's called Shoel Oto Ki'inyan. Because then at that point, what are you doing? You know it's Halachas Pesach time, so you can go over to your Rav and start talking about Taroves, and talking about all these questions of the water, and Pesach, and all these type of things. Because it's all within the 30 days. That would be like one answer. One answer is that's Shoel Ki'inyan. And that's where the Chassam Sofer says, how can he stam just go over to Rebbe? Is it possible that he stam going over to Rebbe and just stam asking him about a technical halachic shayla about Akiras Gufo, ka Akiras Yad or not? He says, lo yitachin. Valkein, the Chassam Sofer says, the pshat was, lo ya usek b'oto sha binyan acher. It's not that he was dealing with Inyan Acher, but rather he was learning a different Masechta. He was learning Yevamos. He was learning Shabbos. V'Rav Sha'alu Shelo Bizman Beis HaMedrash B'Masechet Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer wants to say it's not Stam. He was just outside of the Beis Medrash, but Rebbe was learning Yevamos, and now he saw him outside, and he started asking him an in-depth kasha on Masechet Shabbos. And that's why Rav Chia got upset. So it's not this concept of Shoel Shelo Ki'inyan. Okay? But rather, he was holding in the Seches Yevamos, and now he's asking him a kasha on the Seches Shabbos. Well, that's, we still don't know the answer. Because the Chassam Sofer says that's still not good enough. Okay? Meaning, don't think that it's Shoel Shelo Ki'inyan. Because he wouldn't do that because he knows the halacha, as the Rambam will see, talks about being able to be shoel kinyan. But what was the issue? The issue is he's learning, according to the Chassam Sofer, he's learning Masech Shabbos in yeshiva like we are, and the Rebbe is teaching in his yeshiva Yevamos. But then, as we saw, what's the kapeid? Why is Rav Chiya upset? We saw later on the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Dal that says a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yochanan had said a Talmud Chacham, Shemimanim Oto Parnasal Tzibur, that you what put him as a leader of the Tzibur is what the Gemara brings down. One of the Nafkaminas, the difference between just a Stam Rav, a Stam leader, and a Yeshiva Hakota leadership program, a Mamish or a Talmud Chacham. Right, that person. I had to say it. That what? Sheshole moso dvar alacha b'chol makom v'omra afil mesech tashena mosikata. The Gemara says, and that's what Tosfos says over there. Even what? Even meseches kala, which is meseches that are not even normally learned. You have to be holding. You got to be holding. What's the kapeda? We know that Rebbe was a Rosh Hashiva. So what's the issue here? Why was Rav Chiya upset?
This is
a question of the Gemara.
We just said it's not an issue of the what's it called?
We said it's not that he. Rav knows the rule, right? We say Rav knows the rule, that's not the issue. It's something
right,
else.
Something else.
But this challenge is on the whole concept itself, right?
Yeah, what's he even getting upset? We're saying it's not that, but he's upset. But he's still asking, why is he getting upset, Mr. Saf? Why is he getting upset? He, Rebbe's a Rosh Hashiva. Definitely a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham par excellence, the Gemara says in Kuf Yud Daled, being a Rosh Hashiva, Mom, she's holding every Masechta. So what's the big deal? Furthermore, the last question the Chassam Sofer says is what? V'suyish l'daitik, havi mishani l'cha shinui d'lo shinui. Rav Chiya says, look, he's going to answer him something. Meaning, what type of shinui are you talking about? Right? He's just saying, he's telling me, is it mutter rasa? What is this shinui? What is this concept? Maybe you should have said that he'll give you more shaloka halacha. All the questions are very similar between him and Har Tzvi. Very similar. The Har Tzvi is going to ask the question, which is, what are you talking about svaras over here? What are you talking about embarrassment over here? What's the Gemara talking about embarrassment? What the Gemara should have said is what? If you're asking him out of the blue, maybe he's going to give the wrong halacha. The Gemara should have said, Bahavi Mishani Lacha, Kilo Kalacha. You'd give you a Mora Halacha, Shalo Kalacha. All the Diyukim by the Chassam Sofer and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank are all the same idea. The concept is, what are you getting upset about? And if you are getting upset about, what are you talking about? This Mishani, he's going to give you some sort of Mishani Lacha Shnui. You should have said that maybe he'll say Mutter, Asar, Asar, Mutter. What's going on? Therefore, the Chassam Sofer says one answer, and the Har Tzvi gives a different answer. The Chassam Sofer gives the answer. Everybody see the Chassam Sofer? What did the Chassam Sofer answer? What was the problem? Why was he upset? Yeah, Mr. Sammy?
The question was asked poorly. The concept comes up, and it's impossible to differentiate from the Shabbos.
Good. So the problem was is how he formulated the question. Asher Akein, Nira Lefiani Uzdaiti. That there's got to be a context within your question. I'll tell you as a small, this is why we make Shir interesting also. I was mishamish a little bit Rav Aaron Adler, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Tamid. He's a high school, of the high school in Chashmonaim. He's the brother of Rav Adler from TABC. And he's the Rav now he was the Rav in Ramot for 15 years. And now he's a Rav of a shul, I think it's Oel Chama, near the Shtiblach, what's it called? What's that? Katamom. Katamom, off Rechov Pamach. A very big Tamachach. Big Tamachach. I would see him all the time when I was in Rav Lichtenstein Shir and Gruss. I would see him all the time and schmooze with him all the time. Who is this? Rav Aaron Adler. Aaron Adler. His brother is Rav Yosef Adler. Hashem should give him a four shlame. So Rav Aaron Adler, so one of the times that when I first made Aliyah, I was teaching, I was finishing up Smicha, I was finishing up my master's, and I was teaching to make some money, So I was in Chashmonaim for a couple of days, teaching some kids, high school kids, Gemara. Yeah, so at that point I would always chap Rav Adler to shmooze with kashas. One of the things, at that time, this is a long time ago, this is talking about literally 16 years ago. What can you do? That's what it is. This was the inception of the Shutim SMS. English, the questions and answers when they send it over the text message. There's a song like that. If you guys are not holding, there's a thing called Underdos in Israel. It basically is a comedy, guys who are young making fun of the Dati Lumi community. It's very funny. They themselves are Dati Lumi, and they're hysterical. Basically, I go to sleep with my kids when I'm putting them to sleep, and I'm laying down. I put on either Charlie Arari videos or I watch the Underdos videos to make them to laugh. That's my time with my kids over there. Then we say Shema. What can you say? What can you say? I'm a rabbi. Rabbis have a sense. Very good. Very good. Oh, it's okay. Holzer, it's okay. He says it. Why do I tell you this? Because Rav Adler was very against all these shoot SMS. And the reason the reason is, like, you see a lot of it, which is a lot of times it's literally this Chassam Sofer, which is that it's the question out of context, which is what happens? You come up with a kasha, a woman would come over to a Rav, and then you're able to figure out she's asking some sort of halacha kasha, but really, what is she really asking? Is she really asking whether this chicken is kosher or not? Or is she saying, I need help with my husband? You know what I mean? Is she really asking that halachic shayla? Meaning, this is what the machlokes, Rav Soloveitchik explains, the machlokes, the Mishnah Berura, in the Aruch HaShulchan, everybody has in their Vilna edition of their Gemara, or in the beginning, it says, Tfilah bebeit ha-midrash, b'knisato v'yitziyato. Right? You've seen that before? Oh, and therefore, that's exactly, he says he forgot to say it. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Sif Hei, that a person is nichnas the Beit HaMidrash, he should say this Yiratzon. Okay? And the Arizal would say it every single day. Very nice. Okay? The Taz said a different Nosach. What was the Nosach? Yir and Beitziato, you would say a Moda'ani. You would say Yiratzon Shelo Ye'ara Davar Takala Yadi. Lo Ekashel. What? That's exactly what I'm talking about. That what? That he says, Lo Ekashel B'Dvar Halacha. I should not be tripped up in Dvar Halacha, and my friend should be happy with me. I shouldn't say Tamei Tahor, Tahor Tamei, Mutar Asar Asar Mutar. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. And then Mishnah Berurah says to say it. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan says not to say it. Rav Soloveitchik explained, you want to know why the Aruch HaShulchan said not to say it? Because this tefillah is not for every Joe Shmo. This tefillah is for the Posek. This is for the tefillah Posek, and this is what Rav Aaron Adler told me. That Rav Soloveitchik meant is that what happened is that when a person's asking the question, that's why he was against these shoot SMSs, because you don't know what is really being asked. So if you have the face to face, you can figure out what's being asked. Within that, you understood that's what the Chassam Sofer was saying. That why was Rav Chia upset at him? Rav Chia was upset at him is because you were asking the question without the proper context. He said, Nir Lafia Nir Zdaiti. If Rav would have been mefarish the makom sveikato, and he would have said, "Mi amrina akiras gufo ki akiras yado dimasnisin lo mechayev," meaning he would have said what? He would have quoted the Mishnah, the question of our case. Our case over there, what we did yesterday of the cases. I don't know the cases of chutzpah. Somebody took lunch shop, right? The idea that. Maybe that since it's a yad, yad lo naich, from the Mishnah of Pasha to Ani et Yado, and the Baal Bayit comes and also takes it. So then he would have context. He would have context. The higher Rav Yodeu may be me'ezem makom. No lana sofik. He would have the context to know where did the sofik come from. V'yan heyod Rebbe Baki b'chol ha'shas. So it's true, Rebbe was a Baki B'chol HaShas, and you can ask him everywhere. Then he would know, Hayanosin and Libo, every chelek of the Soser Ma Ben Yod, the Gufa, and he'd be answered the halach. Vafilu ki kain behind Mesechta, Meshiv Kohogin, Afilu Mesechta Achrita. The problem is, Rav Astama, Akira's Gufo, Kakira's Chepetz Dami Olo. And Rebbe, who's in a different Mesechta, he's learning Yivamas, Ilav the Gavarabahu. If he wasn't a Gavur Rabbah and he would not be able to really put everything together, you would have set him up for a failure. You would have set him up instead of Holzer for a failure if he wasn't a Gavur Rabbah. And as a result of that, what would have happened? He would have said a svara of an answer, and then what would have been the next step, Mr. Khan? Isve, Shmer, what are you talking about? There's a Mishnah that says not like you. Pashan on it yada. And then Rebbe would have to answer up. Just like Shach Batar, you now have Shmer answers. And that's what Rav Chia is saying, he loved that Rebbe is a Gavur Rabbah. And he was able to what? Make the Chilukim properly, because you didn't give him the proper context of the question. Then he would not have understood the actual Makom HaSafik from the Mishnah, and he would not have been able to give the answer. That's the Chassam Sofer with the story of Rav Aaron Adler understanding Shutas and Esim understanding. His mom is this. It's mamsh this when you're asking a question to give the proper context, and that's the im shayel chashinuyu. Ad kan the Chassam Sofer, which is gorgeous, he says it's possible. We'll come back to this. You haven't seen the Kesef Mishneh, so we'll come back to the Chassam Sofer because you guys didn't see the Rambam. We'll come back to the Kesef Mishneh. The Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, also asked the similar questions, but he's medayin in the yes. If it wasn't the Gavarama, then you would have embarrassed him, which is what you're setting him up for him to give a what? A shver answer. You're setting him up to give a shver answer. You can't do that. Meaning, that's what I'm saying about everything you should SMS him. It's exactly, if you know that subculture here in Israel, everybody reads. It's mamish like, you don't daven, unfortunately, you just read the Alonim. And in the Alonim, they have all these shoot SMS. I mean, everyone's just looking for the Alonim or the I'm saying in Hebrew, Gilliam, the magazines. The magazines that they put out. Everyone walks in. You know what I'm talking about? Mishpat magazine, it's extreme. I'm talking about these things where they have different Torah and Acts. It's a whole big question halachically whether you're even allowed to have them. For sure. What? Yeah, it's basically a shul newsletter, but here in Israel it's much worse than the shul newsletter. Because here there is it's a ki'ilu with a kashrus because it's got the great Torah. Then you have all the ads, but within that in the front one, the one that everybody reads is called Olam Katan. That's what everyone reads here in Israel. And within that you have shoot SMS in the front. Who are the shoot SMS? It's Rav Aviner and Rav Shmuel Eliyahu. Rav Aviner is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. But he doesn't hold back any punches. And basically, there is somebody who is filtering his answer. They're still in with the filter. There are certain things that he said that he's going to say over there that drive people crazy. And therefore, what happens? Therefore, by the next week, there's an answer to all the craziness that happens. Did you see what Rav Aviner said there? Did you see what Rav Eliyahu said over there? That's all part of the culture of the ridiculous idea. And that's why you have to see this. You have to see this song. It's called Shoot SMS, and it's hysterical. If you understand Hebrew a little bit, I'll get you some English subtitles. The Arkan Chassam Sofer, very important concept, halachically, of asking the question, having the context. The Har Tzvi says something also, which I think is very MS also. But he asked the question, which is what? He says, again, if Rebbe, as the Gemara Nida says, is a Rosh Yeshiva, so what's the question of embarrassment? What's the question of embarrassment? If anything, if we're afraid that he's not holding, it shouldn't have been a din of embarrassment. What should be the problem? Again, maybe his mom is going to be more kilokalai. If he's not holding, what's he going to do? He's going to say, what's asur mutter? Therefore, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says literally an amazing pshat. And within this, he explains it, as we had said, based on the Gemara Shabbos that we had said later on, that he's a Rosh Hashiva, therefore he's holding. And he says that to be able to answer, what is Rashi saying? We had asked the question. We learned in Gemara. We said Rashi says klomar lo tishaile. Within this, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank learns the Gemara a little bit differently than I think the simple pshat. The simple pshat, when we had learned the Gemara, when we had said Rav asked Rebbe a question, how many questions did he ask? When you read the Gemara, look back at Daf Gemara Malach. How many questions does Rav ask?
Two.
Rav, you think Rav asked two questions?
Yeah.
When you said the word my time, before this morning, my timer, who was asking that question? Was that the Gemara or Rav? You thought Rav. Okay. I'm happy you thought Rav. Personally, I thought it was Gemara. You thought Rav? The only reason I would have thought not Rav is because why? Amr Lay Rav, my timer. The Gemara, I thought it would have been. The Gemara says, my time. The Gemara itself is saying, what's the logic behind this? Not that. But then, the reason why then it's good is because, Amalei Rochi le Rebbe, Lo Aminu Chaki Kai Rav, Rebbe behind the Sechta, Lo Tishaili. The question again is, what is the Sheila Kushan? What is going on here? And therefore, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank learns it, not the way I learned it at the beginning, in the simple pshat, I think, but in the mamish gemalt, and of how he reads it. And he says, let me explain it to you, where he gets this from. He gets it from the Mishnah and Gemara in the Sechet Sanhedrin. Then he said, what? If you went through it, there's a Mishnah that says about Dine Nefashos, about the court cases, and Dine Mamonos, and the Halacha brings down that by Dine Nefashos, what happens, Mr. Lent? You're able to do what? You judge it during the daytime. But what? You do not do if it's lechiyuv, you can't what? You can't do it that day. meaning you want to give time for what? For zechut, so you do it the next day. So therefore, the Gemara says what? In donin dinin nefoshos on erev Shabbos. Gemara says, therefore you can't have, Mr. Holzer, these dinin nefoshos on erev Shabbos. Why not? Because let's say the guy is a murderer, and then they say, you know what? Guilty on erev Shabbat. Then what's going to happen? You can't do what? You can't do the Misa on Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos. But then to wait till Sunday, that's cruel. You know how to do that. Therefore they say, in donin dine nefashos on erev Shabbos. But then the Gemara continued, I don't know if you saw it, the Gemara continued on Daf Lamed Hey and said a svara. The svara was, after all these questions, and when it said, in ritzicha dochas a Shabbos, the Gemara says, so why not have, again, the din on Shabbos and kill him on Sunday? Again, the problem is he can't be ma'anen et hadint. Nidani b'malei shabta. Then he said, okay, no problem. So don't do the din on Shabbos, but do it on Erev Shabbos. V'nikvarei b'schad shabta. Why not then do the execution on Sunday? Gemara has a language which says what? Minashi tamayi. They're going to forget their svaras. Even though you have, what do they call them? Not stenographers, right? They're writing them down. The kofi, divrei amezakim, divrei mechayim. The Gemara says, nihi depumok tavin libo de inchi inchi hilkach lo esher. The Gemara says, and what's going to happen? It's true that they're going to write it down. The Gemara says, why not have the din on Erev Shabbos? And you're not going to have the Gemara din. Therefore, there's no Inoy Hadin. There's no Inoy Hadin because there's no Gemara din. Because we're going to try to continue finding the Hatzalah. And then on Sunday, have the if he's chai, do a din. What does the Gemara say? Even though you're going to write down the din, what are you going to forget? You're going to forget the svaras. And the Gemara uses the language of what? Inshe of a libo. That's where the heart sphere, then based on that, he says what? Look inside, in the second paragraph, what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, unbelievable pshat within this Rashi. He says, therefore, he says, he named the vuar, the lashon liba, hakavan on the svaras halev. He says, he's been dying from pshat gemar, when he used the word language of liba, it's svaras halev. Look inside of Rashi one more time then. We had said the word klomar. Anytime you see the word klomar in Rashi, Rashi's not a Webster dictionary. Rashi says the word klomar, there's something problematic. What's the problem? It says, lo tishayli. What's the problem of asking? What's the problem of asking? We should be asking. Rashi says, klomar, she'in libo l'mesechet zo. V'shema yitbayesh. What does it mean, ein libo l'mesechet zo? The issue is, he's going to be chisaron in what? In the svaras. And that's what, see how he explains the Gemara then. And then we'll read it inside. So how he understands the Gemara. Unbelievable is what? There was a first question of Rav from Rebbe, which is what? Akiras gufo ke akiras mechomo. What is Rebbe's answer? Chayiv. Ve'ino doma liyodo. Then what happens? My time. What does my time mean? Who's asking this? Rav asked the second question. What does the word my time mean? What is the svara? Tell me what's behind my focus. And he's not holding in the mesecta. He's learning Yavamas. Therefore, maybe again in the Torah Shabbat, he says gufo nayach yadol nayach. Not so clear because he's not holding in the mesecta. And that's why Rav Chiya gets upset at him. That's why Rav Chiya gets upset at him. Beautiful. Look inside what the heart sphere says. Mom is gorgeous. He says, he named the board the Lashon Liba Kabbalah the Svar Saleh. Well, the Fizei Yishloma. The Vadei Rav Chilo Chasha Shal Rebbe. She Yishkach Etzem Hadin. He's not worried about that he's going to forget about the din. Rebbe knew everything. He was a Tola Torah Kula. Batu Chayit the Rebbe Yadav Kula Tinuyim. But look about Ha Chuvda. The Shal Rava Acharesh Rebbe Yishiv Lo Hadin. After he told him what the din was, he then asked, secondly, not like I learned the Gemara, but Rav himself says my time. And he wants to know, what's the svara? V'hashelat rav pam shniyah. And he said the chilut between guf and yodo. That's what Rav Chia says. Lo tishayle b'mesechen achriti. And this is what Rashi emphasizes. Lo tishayle. Klomar! What, right? Rabbi doesn't know what's going on even though he's holding Yerubamos? Rashi says, no. Ein libo b'mesechen zu. The problem with asking what is the svar. It's not a problem, I think, again, halacha mais, if you ask somebody a word, to ask a guy a word. The question is, if you're asking him a certain svara, that's a problem. She'ein libo b'mesechet zu, v'yichazelo svara dalit, came the only b'mesechet achriti, and then he'll be in Paris. Because again, to be ta'ud b'etzem adin, he's not worried about it. And therefore he said what? That's why he said the language. Mishan el'chosh shinuyu z'lav shinuyu. And he says, what's the svara to be mechal? And therefore he said, the problem is in svara dalit, when I'm in a different b'mesechet, because I'm not going to have the proper svara. Yeah.
I have a big question on the right that brings up.
Yeah, go ahead. Why? Because it doesn't talk about it.
It's saying, nevertheless, he's right because, and it seemingly we have the proof to show that he's
but Hatra, Mia Shapir, Mishari Lachot. But
you are. I'm saying.
But there he doesn't talk at all about the svara.
Yeah.
Correct. At that point, he doesn't bring down the svara at all, meaning the din is correct, meaning it would have been great at that point if he would have brought down the svara.
Yeah.
Oh, that is 100% correct. 100% correct. I don't have an answer. I was thinking that also. Okay? Everyone see what Panach Elikon said the same thing to me in the Seder also. That what? He says, with a beef, he had said that what? Hashta mia shapir, but now, it's fine, and it would have been good, it's the Tanya, if it would have brought down the Svara also. Agreed.
Unless there's something, in, because we said this case is different, unless we say there's something, maybe, I don't know, I don't know.
Maybe he does bring, maybe I cut off the heart sphere, I didn't bring the heart sphere. I stopped at a certain point. Maybe I'll continue looking at it. I stopped at that point. What we have to do, we have to go down to the Shir Kol. We will finish off this piece briefly on Sunday, finish up the sugya with the Braita, and then start Mirtz Hashem, Amar Abaye, the whole question of the, what is a Yad? Very important. Thank you. Wise guy. The idea is next week we're going to do Yad. We'll do Gimel and Beis next week. This is how you plan. Right after Hanukkah, then we're starting on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, we will start the major sugya of Kibbik Pasbit Tanur. Okay? That we will do that sugya.
Are we doing
anything with Hanukkah? We're doing a lot of Hanukkah. What are we doing a lot of Hanukkah? First of all, you've been doing a lot of Hanukkah. Second of all, I'm going to do a lot of Hanukkah. We're going to do a lot of Hanukkah. Is it Yom Iyun of Hanukkah? Oh! That's what I figured also. Go ahead.
Did you mention to the list? I believe I'm signed up for the
team. I'm signed up to check out.